Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. And thank you for coming to this service of thanksgiving for the life of Tom Adair. We gather this afternoon to give thanks to God for Tom's life. We've already laid him to rest this morning earlier at Roselawn, and we're gathering now genuinely to give thanks to God for the gracious years he gave to Tom, how he blessed him with a faithful wife, children, and grandchildren, and to hear something of how he came to know and love Jesus as his Lord and Savior. We're gathered to give thanks to God for Tom. We're gathered to grieve and process the reality that we will miss Tom. But we're here also to hear of the sure and certain hope of resurrection life that there is in Jesus Christ. Tom knew Jesus, he loved him as his Lord and Savior, and we're reassured by the gospel reality that in Christ, Tom is at home with his Lord now, absent from the body and present with the Lord, more alive than ever. Our thoughts today are especially with you, Pat, and Joanne, and Carolyn, and Irene, and the whole family, Peter, Rebecca, and Hannah, and Jim, Joey, Joe, Zoe, and Ella. I keep saying that. We remember Tom's sisters, Wynne and Dorothy, and ask for comfort for them as well, especially in light of the loss of not just Tom, but their other brother, Les, earlier this week. We remember Avril, married to David, Shona, and Sarah, cousins as well, and Ivan, and Sandra, and Hannah, and Ryan. Tom was well cared for right to the end. It was so admirable, Pat, to watch how you loved and cared for your husband and were faithful till death has parted you. As well as being cared for by his wife and by the girls, he was also well cared for by the staff at Cedarhurst Care Home. And I know that Magda and Jeanette are here, the family have asked me just to pass on their deep appreciation to you and all those who cared in the home for Tom. Tom loved his family, and he loved his church family here at Great Vic. He served in various ways down through the years, and he really gave himself to the work of the Lord. Pat shared with me a story that when Tom was being interviewed and asked about what he would bring to this church when he was coming into membership, he just replied straight away, faithfulness. And that speaks to me volumes of the man's character. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, we read these words, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich." Tom knew that what makes a man truly rich is to have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And as we stand for our opening hymn, we remember that in Jesus Christ we are truly rich. This opening hymn begins by saying, "I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold." Let's stand together and praise God.